Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? In the season's worst conditions, winter tires are a game changer. They elevate traction, control, and confidence. They sell only the best, like the full line of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to your one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and myself, Jonas Knox. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Throw them up, Lee.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Turkey Day,
Thanksgiving
to everybody out
hooks.
There.
Yeah!
It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. No Brady Quinn. He'll be back with us on Monday. He's got some family stuff. He's got Big Noon Kickoff and the big game between Ohio State and Michigan, or should I
big
say
game.
The game, number 2 versus number 3 at the Horseshoe in Columbus this Saturday. So
big
Brady
game.
Will be back on Monday, but Sticks and I have you covered all the way up through the end of the hour, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific. If you're listening on one of our fine affiliates across the country, there's hundreds of those to choose from, or on the iHeartRadio app, wherever the hell you are. Again, happy Turkey Day to you and yours, and we do it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there, an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
TireRack.com!
Yeah! Now, there is a new rumor.
Right now.
A new rumor in the NFL.
It's new.
This is a fun one.
Uh-oh.
So apparently, the scuttlebug, or butt, whatever they want to call it.
Scuttlebutt.
Is it scuttlebutt?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like Qatar or Qatar. I can't really get a clear answer.
Yeah, but I hear you.
Point being.
Depends on the day of the week.
ESPN is reporting that Sean Payton, the two jobs that he's keeping an eye on as far as coming back to the NFL to coach are the Chargers and the Cardinals. Those are the two that he's identified. Now, this, no confirmation on this. This is just according to ESPN. Obviously, with the Chargers, you've got Brandon Staley, who's there. With Arizona, you've got Cliff Kingsbury. But there has been some rumblings that there could be a potential change at coach in either one or both of those organizations. And Sean Payton is the guy out there, obviously, who can kind of pick and choose where he wants to go. So, if I'm going to throw another one out there, the Denver Broncos. Nathaniel Hackett, I think everybody acknowledges this looks like it's going to be a one and done. If you're Sean Payton
and you've got a choice between the Chargers, the Cardinals, and the Broncos.
You just put them in the proper order.
So you go Chargers.
Yes. Yes.
And what is it just the quarterback?
You have a roster. No, I would need to understand where the contracts are and how much time some of the players have, who's coming back, who isn't. But as it stands, if I'm looking at it at face value in terms of amount of talent and what team is best suited to win immediately the most, and which team has the best quarterback that can give me a sustained level of success, it's the Chargers. You got a great stadium. You got a great market. I mean, it's not better than Denver's market in terms of for football, but it's a great market nonetheless. It's a great media market, and you can further solidify what you want to do once you're done playing the game or coaching the game, right? Like, you could go right back into broadcasting. So there's no big deal there. You're making yourself more valuable and valued in this market. So I think the Chargers would be certainly the easy pick here. Arizona would be pretty nice. They have some nice pieces in place.
Yeah.
In Arizona, 100%. But I've gone from being a fan of thinking that Kyler Murray is going to be a guy that really, really gets to a place of this team achieving at a high level, but I'm kind of cooling off on that.
There's something going on
there. I'm kind of cooling off on
that. I'm telling you, there's something going on, and I brought it up and just said it feels awkward. It feels odd, the Kyler Cliff thing, and maybe if Cliff Kingsbury is no longer the head coach there, maybe that's really what the issue is. But it does feel like Kyler Murray's rubbed some people the wrong way on that roster.
And maybe some people have rubbed him the wrong way. And maybe there's just been bad rubbing going on. And you know, you can never get great results when you have bad rubbing coming from both sides.
Great point.
It's got to be positive rubs.
Great point.
That's why we read about Gillette. Like, you can't be disrespectful. It's got to be gentle.
Yep.
You know, it's got to be thoughtful.
It is.
Not abrasive. Not painful.
Now, can I disagree with you on something?
Yeah, sure.
All right. But it's going to agree or disagree, but I think we both agree on something, and that's even a bigger conversation. I actually think the Cardinals, I would put them as a better spot than the LA Chargers. Not that I like Kyler Murray more than Justin Herbert, because I don't.
Okay.
But I think if you're looking at path to a Super Bowl, I think the NFC West is a much easier path to a Super Bowl with that roster than the Chargers in the AFC West.
I could see that argument.
Because you're going to have to deal with Mahomes, and we've already seen, you lose maybe the best wide receiver in the NFL, doesn't matter. Minute 15, it takes us to go 70 yards in a game-winning drive at the Chargers.
Yeah.
But if
you're Sean Payton and you can get by Kansas City, then what else is left?
Oh, that's the thing. And I like Justin Herbert more than I like Kyler Murray. I just look at it and I go, If Kyler Murray's not the problem and it's Cliff Kingsbury, there's, to your point, a lot to like on that Arizona roster.
There is.
I mean, there's talent there. That's why they're so frustrating. That's why it's irritating to watch them play, because you go, what's going on?
Sean Payton knows how to coach short quarterbacks.
Yes.
So he might be able to get the most out of Kyler Murray. But that would exist in Denver, too. If I had the choice between Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray, who are you taking? Which direction are you going
in? I'm glad you brought that up. I would take Kyler Murray at this point.
And you want to know why I would take Kyler Murray at this point instead of Russell Wilson? Is because of everything else outside of what Russell Wilson brings to you as a player.
Yeah.
That would be my only reasoning for not. I don't want to chance it. Me and him might hit it off, and it might work out great. We might not hit it off, and I've been around Sean Payton. He don't play that ass. So if they get off to a bad start or if something isn't right, Sean Payton ain't playing that game. So, and Russell Wilson probably isn't going to play that game. So now you're going to have a battle of odds, you know, against a quarterback who is valuing himself in a way that's probably higher than it's elevated more than just a player.
You know what's amazing about Sean Payton? And you hear this being talked about when it comes to what's happening with Lincoln Riley and USC. So Caleb Williams is the favorite to win the Heisman. Now, whether he actually wins the Heisman, who knows? But he's the slight favorite right now to win the Heisman. And then you go back to Oklahoma and you look at Baker Mayfield and you look at Kyler Murray and you look at what happened with Jalen Hurts and him basically taking Jalen Hurts from product of the system at Alabama to this guy can actually play and he's in the conversation. And now you see what Jalen Hurts has turned into. And it's Lincoln Riley knows how to get the most out of his quarterbacks. I don't think people give Sean Payton enough credit for what he did. Because Drew Brees was not the Drew Brees he became before he got with Sean Payton.
Well, that's why they let him go.
Like it, and like
that's Phillip why Burton, they let him go.
He had the shoulder issue.
Yeah, he had the injury.
And so then you see, like, when Drew Brees started getting banged up later in his career, man, they went undefeated with Teddy Bridgewater. Like, he got Teddy Bridgewater paid. Like, those five games got Teddy Bridgewater another contract and another one after that.
Yep.
Taysom Hill.
Yep.
He figured out a way to get Taysom Hill involved in the offense as a quarterback / tight end, special teams guy, whatever. But Sean Payton has shown I can bring these guys to another level. I think he's the perfect candidate for a guy like Kyler Murray. If Kyler Murray's open to it, before it's too late. Exactly. But the other part of this conversation where I'd agree with you on, and it's amazing that we're even at this point, that we all agree Russell Wilson, who's got a Super Bowl and those other two quarterbacks don't, who's already solidified as going to the Hall of Fame when we have no idea about the other two quarterbacks, and has had significantly more success in the NFL than both Kyler Murray and Justin Herbert. And we all agree he's last on the list.
Last on the list.
That is how bad this year has gone for the Denver Broncos. Like, the conversations about Russell Wilson have completely turned in the opposite direction. We were talking Denver's a Super Bowl contender. Here they go again. They landed John Elway when he didn't want to play in Baltimore. They landed Peyton Manning when he was no longer playing in it. Like, they're going to land another Super Bowl Hall of Fame quarterback and going to be off to the races again to win another Super Bowl. And we're talking about a one-and-done head coach, and we'd rather have Kyler Murray than Russell Wilson when it comes to Sean Payton being able to pick and choose where he wants to go. That is a crazy turn of events for Russell Wilson in less than a year.
It just goes to show you, like, and I hate to say it this way because it's going to suck, but thank you, sir. It goes to show you that it doesn't always go the way you would have thought it would have gone, like a Tom Brady. Like, I think we got kind of caught up in the whole way Tom Brady left New England and went to a team that was seemingly underachieving and was missing one element, which was
quarterback,
the leadership, and the talent,
and also a guy that didn't throw 30 interceptions.
Okay,
yeah,
that Tom Brady brought to that team. But see, here's the thing. If Russell Wilson finds himself in the position where he goes to Tampa Bay, does Tampa Bay have that same season? If another high profile, free agent, we've seen it happen here in LA with Stafford. He came here and he was able to make it work with a loaded Rams team. What does that mean to the legacy of Russell Wilson?
It's bad.
That he's the one that did what Stafford and Brady did, and it didn't work for him.
And Denver, to your point, loaded roster.
Loaded. Defense is balling. The defense isn't holding up their end of the bargain. They are balling.
You know, like, their defense is allowing like 18 points a game. Like, they're allowing, in today's NFL, they're allowing 18 points a game, and they're this bad because they get nothing on offense. They've got no production on offense. And we can talk about his age all we want, and we could talk about Nathaniel Hackett. Russell Wilson's got to wear this. That's why next year is a big year for him, because if he comes out and struggles again next year, good God, man, the conversations that, and the turn of events for Russell Wilson, like it's now we've completely gone in the other direction. We were talking first ballot Hall of Famer. If he goes and wins a second one with another team, and what are the Seahawks going to look like? And what makes it even worse is Seattle's gotten better. They've gotten better without him. And the guy that replaced Russell Wilson in Seattle was a cast-off. He was a journeyman because nobody thought he would work out in New York with the Jets, and he kind of bounced around the league. And then here's Geno Smith having the best season of his career with a lot of the same pieces that Russell Wilson had while he was in Seattle, and you've got Russell Wilson crapping the bed in Denver.
Well, and then you have the idea that for all the things that he did well in Seattle, you have a head coach that just doesn't fool with you.
Yeah.
Like, you have a head coach that looks at you, and every chance he gets, he takes a shot at you.
And former players, too.
And former players.
Former teammates.
And former teammates.
Yeah.
That's a bad look. That's a bad look. When you have your teammates talking bad about you, I can sympathize with coaches because I have coaches that I don't like, and I know they don't like me. We don't like some that happens at times. I get that. But still, at times, you can put aside your personal differences, especially if y'all had two Super Bowl appearances and one that you won. That's to me, that there's a story that's there that isn't even really being told or really being discussed. But then you start to see this narrative develop about how you're supposed to feel about Russell Wilson. And it's quite interesting to think that nobody would want to touch that, you know, touch that situation. At least what we're discussing it right now, I wouldn't want to touch it.
Yeah, because if you were to say it before the year, if you could pick one of these quarterbacks to roll with,
I would have said Russ.
Probably,
I would have said before the season.
Yeah.
I would have said Russ,
and
I may have said Russ just because of what the potential of it was, but I just felt as though the way he was talking and the way he was handling things and the way things ended in Seattle, you allowed Russ to cook, and they fell on their faces.
Yep.
Like, we do remember that, right?
Yep.
They allowed Russ to have the games, like throw the games, like, okay, nobody throws better deep balls. Nobody plays in the clutch better than Dangerous Russ. Okay, we get all of that, but they weren't winning. They weren't winning. And now you go somewhere else, and that's the complaint. You need a new change of environment. You get out of there. You go to a good team. Boom, boom, boom. They're ready-made to win. I would have sat there and I actually sit it. I'm not so sure that Russell Wilson goes to Denver and has the type of success that he had in Seattle for various reasons. We actually discussed that here on this very show.
Yeah.
And you're seeing that play out right now, which is pretty interesting.
Two pros and a cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox of the year. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. So coming up next here from the TireRack.com studios, somebody is apologizing. Somebody in the world of sports is apologizing. You will hear that heartfelt apology. It's yours right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado
aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play. What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The hell was that?
Can you just say bless you? Why are you judging me?
Okay, here's the problem. All right, two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. By the way, we're going to have a special preview of these Thursday games, these Thanksgiving Day games, coming up here in about a little over 20 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios. All right, so it's the same issue with my wife. When she sneezes...
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Jonas.
You guys have the same... something in common. When she sneezes, it's never just once.
Yeah.
You go on these runs, these
clusters.
Sneeze fits.
I call them clusters.
But we're talking like 10 to 15 in a row in like a matter of a minute.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a little under the weather.
Okay, so if I say, bless you, does that cover the old 15?
Yes, yes.
Okay, because I feel like with her, I got to say it after every time she sneezes, and I don't want to
do
it anymore.
You do.
Well, I'm not doing it.
You have to do it until... until she says it's okay.
Lee, you're a sneeze guy that goes on runs, aren't you? Like you have a
I do, yeah. I go on runs as well. I call them sneeze attacks.
I can only
yeah, that's a good one.
I can only do that's two a in a row. I've only been able to do three sneezes in a row.
Well, it's
one
not
time.
Like trying, Jonas. You don't try to sneeze in clusters or in attacks. It's you just sneeze. It just keeps happening. You just keep going. Like they happen.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think you had. Do you have control over yours? Like, do you make yourself sneeze, Lee?
No.
Or
no.
They just keep happening.
No, but what, no, I wish they
would try to get to two or three.
I've tried to get to three.
You've tried
to get to three. If I have sneezed two times in a row, the third is impossible. I've done it one time. It was a couple of years ago, and I was in a state of shock.
You know, I counted one time, and I got to like 21 before I stopped.
In a matter of how long?
Oh, they're back to back.
Jesus.
That's back to back. Like, that's like less than like a minute or so.
like,
jeez. Jeez.
Now, are you trying to look up at the sun when you have one that's about to come out? And like, that's the move.
I try to talk myself out of it.
Really?
Like, how about Haji Jahaba?
I let it fly.
Let's say something crazy, like, and try to like, and like distract myself so I'll stop sneezing.
The worst is when I'm trying not to wake my son up and I've got one coming and I'll literally hold my breath.
Blow it up in your head.
And I'm biting my tongue every time. Because I chomp down so hard because I can't, I have nowhere else to let it go.
Inside your face and head sneezes are very, very, they're bad. Like yeah. You could get concussed off of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could get brain injuries, head injuries off of that.
We're not doctors. It's
very violent.
Not doctors.
No, I'm not doctors, but I'm just assuming that you jar your, you know, you shake your brain a little bit when you hold it, you do it inside your face instead of just letting it come out.
I remember Sammy Sosa went on the, back then it was a disabled list. We're not allowed to say that anymore. It's got to be the injured list now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, everything, you know, cancel culture. But back then it was a disabled list and he went on the 10-day DL because he sneezed and threw his back out. And everybody was mocking him for it. I said, I get it. 100%,
they're very violent movements.
Yeah, 100%. I get it.
Yeah, you got to exercise some real control sometimes when sneezing because it can have you do, like, you can jerk and do things.
Yeah.
That and, could really, like, hurt you.
And by the way, if anybody's seen Sammy Sosa lately, looks like he sneezed over a trough of flour.
Yeah.
So there's yeah. that.
Yep.
Yeah, year-round snow angels, apparently.
Yeah, he's got something going on there.
Yeah, sure does.
Yeah,
It is, again, two pros and a cup of Joe here at Fox Sports Radio. All right, so we were talking about this earlier, the situation in New York with the Jets and their quarterback, Zach Wilson. Robert Saleh made the decision. Zach Wilson's not the starting quarterback. In fact, not only is he not starting, Zach Wilson isn't even active. So Mike White's going to get the start against the Bears. Joe Flacco's going to be his backup. Zach Wilson's going to be sitting and watching in street clothes. So we both agreed, look, something, had he not made the comments he made post-game, if he had just played poorly but had accepted full responsibility for it, acknowledged that he let the defense down, and it didn't rub so many people the wrong way and piss so many people off, Zach Wilson starting this week against the Bears. So when anybody says, well, it wasn't the comments postgame, my ass, it wasn't the comments postgame. That's why the conversation took such a turn with Zach Wilson, because of the comments postgame. Well, Zach Wilson did speak yesterday about finding out that he was inactive for this game against the Bears, and he acknowledged what was said afterwards and his responsibility and his role in it. Here was the Jets' now inactive quarterback.
You know what? It's deserved. You know, the way that I handled the situation wasn't right. You know, I got to be a better football player, and then I got to be a better leader for these guys. And you know what? I have an opportunity to turn the page here as a player and as a leader, and to be able to take a step forward and be able to be here 100% for my guys and be able to handle these situations correctly. I didn't realize what I said. I let my emotions get the best of me, and you know, it almost took to, you know, a little bit after, I think, when we were getting ready and leaving, and my pops gave me a call and he said, "Bro, what are you doing?" You know, and you know, I didn't realize it. You can't let the emotions get the best of you.
Did any teammates confront you about those comments?
No, no one had said anything to me. You know, it was a situation that I knew I had to bring up to them. You know, of course, you know, just the way I handled it wasn't correct, and I've tried to talk to as many of them, you know, after the game, and then I had the opportunity to kind of do that today as well. I'm looking forward to just the future and from this event, how I can grow as a person, as a leader, as a teammate, and being there for my guys and just handling things the right way. And this is going to be a good opportunity, a humbling opportunity for me to put my head down and work harder and just be here for this team.
You know, the only problem with that, Jonas, is that for as much as you would like to believe it, you now kind of face the dilemma or maybe the kind of back and forth with yourself as to how genuine it is. And I know you know, some will sit there and say, man, give the guy a break, like he apologized. And I would tend to agree with that. I would tend to agree and say, you know what, to have the wherewithal, whether it came from your dad saying it and bringing it to your awareness, or somebody else, you know, coach, whatever, bringing it to your awareness for you to realize the damage that you may have done with what you said. I'm glad he said what he said, but I also feel like, and this is, you know, let me say this. I do a lot of media training with guys that I mentor. Like when I talk about the guys that I have worked with and have impacted, you know, and help guide how they do things, a lot of it is based off of how they present themselves to the media, because that is basically your time, or even on social media, that is you establishing what your brand is. What are you known for? How do people perceive you? How do people receive you? Are you monetizable, or are you a throwaway? And these are all things that can be, you can spend an entire career building up the goodwill, the established brand of how you want to be looked at. And you can also mess it up in a moment. You can mess it up in a moment's notice. So sometimes it's good to express yourself. Sometimes it's good to exercise restraint. Sometimes it's good to be very candid about what a scenario and a situation presents. But it's also sometimes very wise to not be candid and be very open about how you feel about something. And those who understand the balance of it, the when and the when and why and the hows of how you go about doing it, are the ones you tend to see do very well with the fan base, with their teammates, and with, you know, coaches and other people that are involved. This is one of those classic learning moments where, whether he was genuine or not in his apology and him looking at him taking this step forward to be better and missing the game and all the reasoning and explanation, I thought he could have gave a shorter explanation. I thought the further he went down the road of saying, you know, I didn't know I said it, you're still kind of lightweight trying to, like, get from underneath it and say, like, not take full accountability over it. But I still like the fact that he did apologize, and there seemed to be some contrition there, and there seemed to be a little bit of, you know, regret that he handled it the way that he did. So, I mean, for his sake, I hope that it was received the right way. I hope that he had the conversation with his teammates and with the coaching staff.
So reportedly it went over really well with teammates, that they all realized that he was being very heartfelt and he felt terrible about the situation and his comments post-game and wanted to try and make things right with them. Still, the fact that he even needs this to happen for him to realize that that's maybe not how he should have handled it.
Take it a step further, though, Jonas. If what he said and what he did was received properly and it was received well and everybody felt good about it, why are you benching him?
And I'm glad you brought that
why
up.
Why are you benching him?
Because this is one of the other details that came out yesterday. I think it was Ian Rappaport who pointed this out. Apparently, this has been going on a little while. So in the offseason, they hired a quarterback coach, somebody to work with him, because people on the Jets were a little bit confused because it looked like he had the yips. Like there were, I mean, just throwing against air, not even against defenses, not even against 7-on-7, just throwing simple pat and go lines where you're going through the route tree in practice. He wasn't able to complete passes.
I saw that last weekend when I flew in to see my son's team play. Their QB had the yips.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was bad.
And it's a real thing.
It's real.
It's mental too.
It's all mental.
And so
it's totally mental.
And so they had been having concerns about it, and teammates have brought it up to coaches and said, "Look, there's something going on here," and they tried to address it and now it played out against defenses. And if you start missing throws against defenses, those result in turnovers, and that results in negative plays, and the whole situation's bad. So I think part of this is also a mental reset for him, and that's why they've elected to listen. We accept the apology, but there's still a fundamental issue here, and
benching you isn't addressing it. To me, benching him is saying, as the coach, I am not going to allow for this to drive a wedge between me and the rest of this team.
Yeah.
That's why I'm benching you. I'm benching you to let my guys know, the other guys that are a part of this team, that your voices are heard and your voices matter and your feelings matter. And for our defense to play the way that they have played and our offense to let us down the way that they did, and for him to be in poor taste or unaware of what he needed to say as the leader of this team, I'm showing you that it's not me. It's not me. So if I need to make this move to show that we're in this together and all of us matter versus just one guy mattering, that's what I'm going to do. But I almost feel as though you go to Zach Wilson and you tell him what you feel and you have him do what he did and you keep it moving. By benching him, you have now complicated matters that much more. You like to say he's not done yet, and by no means does this mean his career here is over in New York. Like, okay, but we all can speculate what the real true reason for you benching him is. And let me tell you something. Like, if we're being 100% shooting from the hip, keeping it a buck, right? You don't trust him to win games for you.
No.
And you're not trying to lose the momentum of the season that you're having, which the New York Jets have not been able to figure out how to have this type of season in quite some time.
And on top of it, what makes it even worse, this organization, this front office, and this head coach drafted him. So if they're even saying at this point, dude, you got to sit. Like, not sit behind somebody. You got to sit behind two guys, and you got to not play. Like, that's why, look, maybe he comes back and maybe he's a better quarterback and maybe he overcomes the yips. But if I'm a betting man right now, I would say that's a wrap on his time as a starter in New York.
It's very, very interesting to think that. And it's a tad bit curious to say we're benching him because of comment. And listen, I'm not saying that's what they're saying. I'm just saying if this is the reasoning, we're benching him. He needs to take a step back. He needs to look at it. He needs to have some time to hit the reset button, as his coach stated. If you're saying he needs to hit a reset button as your first draft pick, your top draft pick, your franchise quarterback, we're going to bench him and sit him down and hit his reset button. You have now acknowledged something is wrong.
Yeah.
Now that I've acknowledged that something is wrong and he needs to hit the reset button, now the thought process is you did not trust him in the heat, in the thick, in the meat of your schedule of this football season. You're benching your starting guy. You're benching him. You're benching him.
Yeah.
So that means to me, you don't think he's good enough. At least at this moment in time, you do not believe he's good enough. And that to me is the bigger, that is the bigger story here. Not Zach Wilson saying he doesn't own the responsibility of letting the team down and letting the defense down by the way that he played. The bigger issue here, the bigger story to talk about is they benched him at this point in time because it was the most opportune time to bench him after a loss, because the confusion of what he said is ultimately drowning out the real reason why you're pulling him in the first place.
Yeah, it sped up the process for sure, but it was already headed in this direction.
There you go.
Two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. You can listen to this show, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up next here from the TireRack.com studios, we put a bow on this bad boy with some over-unders, and they're yours here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byard. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right, the smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play. What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. 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 Dun 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 d
It's just fun.
Yeah.
Were there any like 80s synth bands that weren't from England? I don't think they exist.
No.
Like everybody's got like an English accent.
Anyway. I don't know, Doc.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You jammed to this song?
Oh, I love this song.
Oh, yeah. By the way, for the podcast listeners, is this Take On Me or Lean On Me? What's the name of this, Chris?
Take On
yeah.
Me.
Take On Me.
And who's the band? It's
Aha, I think.
Yeah,
yeah, it is Aha.
Yeah,
it is Aha.
It is. All right, so it is two pros and a cup of Joe here.
I'll be
on Fox Sports Radio. Oh, man.
Yeah. Ooh, I can't hit that note.
No,
not today.
By the way.
Not today, I can't.
Coming up in a little over 10 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studio, stick around for Covino and Rich. They're going to have you set for a full slate of football games. We got NFL action. You know, we got some other rumblings in the world of sports. Who knows, maybe a transaction or two, some turkey conversation. Stick around for those guys. They'll be here again about 10 minutes from now. But right now.
Right now.
It is time.
Right
for
now.
Something we do. Every single Thursday.
Every
and it's
Thursday.
Called this.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
I have been losing.
You know you're a lying, low-life gambling degenerate.
It's over under.
All right, Lee DeLapp, let's go. All right, now, what is the season standings or what again?
Why are you, like, doing this?
Come on. Because I want to hear. So the new listeners, anybody that's checking in wants to know how we're performing. What do we got here, Lee?
Well, Brady isn't here today, but he does hold a commanding lead. You guys have an opportunity to close that gap
this
week.
Whatever.
Now, you're going to be picking for Brady, right?
Sure, yes, I am picking for Brady. Sure. I did very well for him 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, why don't you try not to do that again?
Okay.
All
right.
Try not to do that for him again.
Pull something here.
All right.
All right, fellas. Well, we had done a little preview of Bills Lions earlier in the show, but over under in this game, passing and rushing yards combined for Josh Allen at 331.5.
I'll take the over.
I'm going to take the under.
He hasn't played, we talked about it, since the bye week. He's not been great. And so the whole MVP conversation for Josh Allen, that's
cooled off.
Yeah, that's definitely cooled off, especially when you see what Mahomes has done. And guys like Jalen Hurts as well, too, although Mahomes seems like he's running away with it. But I will take the over. I think he has a bounce-back game here.
Yeah, I'm going to take the under.
What are you taking for Brady there, Lee?
I'm going to take the over on this
one. Yes.
On the turf.
Gave him some ground right
Come on,
there.
Lee.
It's going to be a high-scoring, falutin' game. Yeah.
Come
speed,
on, Lee.
Speed game. I'm
ground.
Going over on this one.
What kind of ground?
I'm going under.
What kind of ground?
I'm going under.
Not around?
Nope. Got to go through it.
That'll take a couple of days.
Yeah, you might be right.
What else, Lee?
You might be right.
Giants at Cowboys. Point total in this game, 45.5.
I'm going over on this one.
Oh, man.
That's an easy one.
Cowboys defense is awesome.
They're banged up.
Yeah. Although those guys are going to play.
But they're banged up.
I'll take the under. Give me a low-scoring NFC East battle on Thanksgiving.
Nice. Take the under, Lee.
Something like 20-17 feels right.
Take the under,
game.
Lee.
I'm going under on this
All
one.
Right, yeah.
Hey, Lee, why don't you like?
I've already written them out.
How about you try to lose, Lee? is that possible? Can you
I can't,
throw
I
the game?
I don't have that.
What
in
are you
me?
Trying to
I
say?
Don't have that in
throw
me,
the game. Brady's not here. Throw the game. He doesn't, and nobody knows nothing. Nobody's going to report back to Brady if we're getting him to throw the game like this. No, Brady's not listening.
You got some nerve, as if my picks are bad picks. That's me. I've gained ground on two. Now I'm going to win
but
this
But I haven't gained ground. That's the problem.
You're going to lose anyway.
Here.
You're going to lose.
I haven't, like, picked neither, Lee. I haven't, like, go that direction.
LeVar's in the tail here.
Here
so
we go.
LeVar's coming back, I feel.
Bam.
He is in the tail.
All right.
Here we go.
Micah Parsons is officially good to go for this game. Sacks for Micah in this game at a half.
Over.
Each time he gets a sack, he gets two.
Over. Yeah, he goes deuces are wild with him in games, right?
Right.
Yeah. I'll take the over.
Out of half?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to get a half. Yeah, I'll take the over.
He's a little banged up. I'm going to go under.
He's going to get at
Good
least
job,
one
Lee.
Sack.
There you go. Take that.
All right, fellas. On to the next game. Patriots at Vikings. Receiving yards for Justin Jefferson in this game, 86.5.
I'll take the over.
I'll take the over as well, because I find it hard to believe that he would have a poor performance 2 weeks in a row. By the way, Justin Jefferson's a stud, man. Like, TJ's talked about him before, right? Like, how legit Justin Jefferson is, TJ Houshmandzadeh, because I know he breaks down these wide receivers. TJ's mentioned how good Justin Jefferson is, right? As far as just how his
yeah,
he's awesome.
He is.
One of the top receivers in the league. I'll take the over.
I think Belichick takes away Justin Jefferson. I'm going under.
That's smartly. I like your pick there. It's different from ours.
All right, you guys. Road teams that win today, two of them are favored. Road teams that win today, 1.5. Two.
Who are the teams?
So the Bills, the Giants, and the Patriots are on the road.
Correct. And the Patriots are, well, the Vikings are 2.5.
I'm taking the over. I'm taking the over.
I'll take the over as well, too.
I'm going to go under on this one, you fellas.
So
there it is. He thinks.
I got enough wins on you, and I got enough wins on Cube based off of what you know, Lee just did.
So hey, I'll be happy good. Thanksgiving
happy
to
Happy Thanksgiving,
everybody out
everyone.
There.
Be
Enjoy
safe.
Enjoy the turkey and the family.
Enjoy the family.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.